Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, June 29th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The pictures are not fake. The texts aren't either. Anheuser-Busch CEO on damage control and the ESPYs get woker. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Biden was seen with strap marks on his face outside the White House. I first saw the pictures and thought they were fake. Like someone photoshopped for some conspiracy theory or something. Turns out they're real, and the White House says those marks on his face were from the CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea. Now, Biden's most recent health report never mentioned sleep apnea as a condition that the president has. Also, in a 24-hour time period, Biden mistakenly said Iraq when he was referring to Ukraine. Once at a fundraiser in Maryland on Tuesday night, and then another time Wednesday morning outside the White House. Now moving to Hunter Biden, a new text released by the House Oversight Committee from 2017 reveals that Hunter Biden sent a text to a business associate, Gongwen Dong, asking for $10 million. The text said $10 million per annum budget to use to further the interest of the JV. If you think this is about money, it's not. The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership. Let's not quibble over peanuts. IRS whistleblowers are speaking to this House Oversight Committee about how Hunter Biden evaded taxes and moved this money around. How much of that $10 million did Hunter Biden ever get, and how much of it went to the big guy? The CEO of Anheuser-Busch was asked on CBS Sunday Morning, would you send this one can to this one person again? This, of course, is the promotional can that they sent to Dylan Mulvaney, the man who's living as a woman. But it wasn't just one can. It was two advertisements featuring Dylan Mulvaney. Anyway, the CEO, who used to be in the CIA and a Marine and went to Harvard Business School, said there's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it. And good for the host, he came back and said, yeah, you didn't answer the question at all. And speaking of wokeness, the ESPYs, the ESPN Awards, are giving their Arthur Ashe Award to the U.S. women's soccer team for their fight to gain equal pay. This is 1 week before the Women's World Cup starts, which is why the women never have been paid the same as men, because no one knew that the Women's World Cup was starting in July. But these are the same people at ESPN who think that men should be allowed to compete in women's sports. So there's your equal pay. Let the men play on the women's team, and then women will make nothing, because not one of them would ever make the team. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, Donald Trump caught a significant break this week when the Senate Homeland Security Committee issued a report that said the FBI received information in advance about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And the FBI did nothing about it. The report is striking because it's bipartisan and demonstrates once again the Bureau violated its own guidelines by ignoring information that obviously should have been passed along to the public. In analyzing the report, it is clear but not stated that the FBI had assets inside the far-right Proud Boys group, some of whom have already been convicted for crimes on January 6th. But apparently the FBI ignored the information gleaned from its own spies. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is still investigating whether former President Trump committed crimes by instigating the Capitol riot. Well, now that allegation becomes very hard to prove if extremists crafted a conspiracy weeks before January 6th. It's no surprise that the corrupt corporate media has largely ignored the Senate report, just as it ignored Trump's overture to the Pentagon on January 5th to alert the National Guard. Nice, honest press we have in this country, right? So Donald Trump should have one less legal thing to worry about. But you never know what will come out of the swamp. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Steve Wilson, Spiceland, Indiana, regarding Hunter Biden and Jared Kushner. Jared uses access to power to enrich himself, just like Hunter did. Jared may have done some good in the White House during the Trump years, but his access to global power players led to his enrichment. Absolutely true. There is a difference. Hunter Biden's a grifter. He didn't do anything. Kushner did some stuff that was positive, I think, but he still used his position and his nepo status to enrich himself. Jeffrey Brown, Bonita Springs, Florida. I agree the Ukrainian war was started by our incompetence of the Biden administration. Russia wanted Ukraine to be neutral and stay out of NATO. See, I don't know who you're agreeing with. Not me. I wouldn't make that statement. I mean, it's clear that Putin wanted to put back, all right, the Soviet Union. And Biden, he wasn't even dealing with that. There was never a time when NATO was considering Ukraine. I mean, you can make all the excuses and rationalizations you want. Putin's a war criminal. And if he could, he'd conquer all of Eastern Europe like Stalin did. Joseph, do you think any of them are listening? Now, Joseph is talking about my column about drug addicts. Okay? More and more governors legalizing drugs. You think that is going to help? More and more people vote for these jerks, and we get what we ask for. We become a drug-addicted society legally. Look, the press is enabling drug addiction, no question. Individual governors, yeah, some of them are. Some of them are loons. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The 4th of July weekend begins tomorrow. Millions of families will mark the holiday with hot dogs, hamburgers, and our favorite dessert. Here's the history of ice cream in America. The frozen food dates all the way back to the 2nd century BC when Roman soldiers would mix snow and honey. The first official mention of ice cream in North America was in 1744. Maryland Governor William Bladen wrote in his journal of a sweet frozen dessert served after dinner. George Washington spent $200 on ice cream during the summer of 1790. It was hot then. Thomas Jefferson also had his own 18-step recipe for ice cream. And it is still served that way to tourists at his home in Monticello, Virginia. Until the 1960s, most Americans had just three choices: chocolate, strawberry, or vanilla. Today, there are more than 470 ice cream varieties in the USA. Americans spend $11 billion every year on the dessert. State of Texas consumes more ice cream than France and England combined. Last year, the most popular flavors were mint chocolate chip, cookie dough, buttered pecan, cookies and cream, and vanilla. But beware, pound for pound, ice cream is one of the most unhealthy foods you can get. The product is essentially three ingredients: heavy cream, egg yolks, sugar. And here's something else you might not know. Trends are changing in the ice cream business. The fastest growing market is marijuana. Companies in Colorado, California, and New York now offer drug-infused ice cream for folks over 21. Top brands: Birthday Baked, and of course, Rocky Mountain High. So be careful. The next time you're in Denver, watch out for the green ice cream. It's probably not pistachio, and it may do things to you you are not expecting. I like ice cream, but not with drugs in it. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.